I thought I would read some couple of new things that I just wrote. So they're still a work in progress. They're none of them are titled, except for one. We'll see how it goes. Raggedy bitch. Words meant to crush hearts. You're too old, your ticket has expired. No admission, just disappear. They twittered and chirped these chicks unaware. She moved with stealth, the tiger eyeing her prey. Play first or just swell whole. A smile crossed her lips. This body is God's miracle, full of hips and thick waist, a Rubinex muse, breasts of flesh and blood, no saline, no plastic, no surgeon's delight. These jagged edges mapped across my face are my battle scars. This flesh, my body, armor, I was born to fight. I bled so you could bleed free. I am built for comfort, not for speed. Every fold, every layer are birthdays and anniversaries and chocolate. I am that quintessential woman, thighs bruised with permanence and resistance. Your brain is on Xbox, reality TV, washed clean with easing pop-ups, synapse strangled, brain cells without oxygen. You strive for that airbrush size zero, an illusion unachievable. Zero is nothing more than zero. It has no value. Will you teach your children to purge and cut? So you enjoy your come fuck me pumps, your nicotine-stained alcoholic stupor, for your mirror will break. Nothing but shards of ugly. She handed them a mirror. The bouncer smiled, opened the door. It's nice to see you again. This way to VIP. Last year. Okay, this is another one. It's really entitled. She knows how to live in the middle of her joy. Her song explodes, a cacophony of rainbows and fireworks. She will roam inside her melody in search of a staccato beat to keep her company. She wants to match her sharps with someone else's flats, some rhythm and blues harmony to dig into between layers of flesh. She is the violin with strings awaiting the bow. She is saxophone smooth, longing for a duet. A mixture of notes on a page, a score to be written and rewritten. She was croon out like a midnight chanteuse, white and black keys waiting silently for the whisper of a counter harmony. A body cells reverberate with each sustaining note, but sometimes the beauty is in the freestyle. Discordant note that hurts the ear. If you listen, you can find the signature of time between the sharps and the flats, underneath the white noise. Underneath the white noise, you can find the beginnings of a new symphony. You asked me what Chicago is. Chicago is a city on a lake. Blue-green arms outstretched, traversing through boxes of metal and green, a city that Burnham imagined and daily built. Where Maxwell Street hookers and Michigan Avenue socialites talk politics, sip lattes, and laugh about the condos they got for a steal. Where the stockyard knocker and the university philosopher can ride the trails and show the sand and earth beneath their feet. Where the steel worker and crackhead can breakfast in China, lunch in Mexico, supper in India, while sharing a line and espresso in Italy. Where steaming hot pavement transforms into flood, and flood to black ice in one breath, a native's mantra layer of aided layer. You ask me what Chicago is. It is the moonlight that fills my bedroom window. It is the smell of hot dogs boiling since spring, old beer and sweat. It is the movement of the water below my window, a crystal blue goblet changing shape and texture, blue curacao floating in a mix of ice and white rum. It is the soft din of the shh and the clackety, clackety, clackety of the elevated that becomes my lullaby for sleep. It is the harbors filled with boats, chess pieces that lunge back and forth and back and forth in time with a current, a rhythm that pulsates like lovers in the midst of a tango. A bait shop stands guard 365 days of the year. Lone fishermen line the dock like tiny robots casting their rods in search for our next meal. You ask me what Chicago is to me. She is my friend, she is my lover, she is my mother, she is my home.